I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Private Parts Podcast.
For all of our listeners.
What?
It's just annoying for our listeners when you just start screaming shit down like their ears. Like that.
I know, you can't even hear if I'm screaming.
Yeah, well,
I'm not screaming. I'm maybe.
Look, you're over.
I think. Do you know what it is? Because it's the echo in the room. It feels like it's, harder for them to hear
Buddy,
us. Feels like I'm speaking to you over 1,000 miles.
You're overexcited. You just got to calm down. Listen, I know that we have someone exciting on the podcast, but just take it easy, right?
Yeah.
Also, we got to give a big shout out because Francis thought that Chloe Veitch, our guest today on the podcast from the hit Netflix show Too Hot to Handle,
who's from the TV show Too Hot to Handle.
I just said that a second ago. You just repeated exactly what I said.
And so
what else? Go on, why don't you give a plot? Why don't you say the plot of Too Hot to Handle, because you're a big fan of it.
To everyone who's listening, it is an extremely popular show. As you will know if you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, I won't give you any spoilers because you should watch it. Obviously, this podcast might give you spoilers, so no, it doesn't really give any spoilers. You can listen to the podcast.
You can listen to the podcast. Yeah, Chloe came on. She was awesome. She's on the TV show. And also, what's great is she let us into a little secret that there is a reunion show out on Netflix today of all of the cast coming back together. So that is out today, the same day as the podcast release, which is really good. We chat about all things. We chat about what the show's like, who she liked, who she disliked, who she hooked up with, what it was like being in the villa. And we also had a big chat about, obviously, our bowels once again.
Yeah.
We can't escape that.
Your wedding vows?
No, my bowels, not my wedding vows.
Oh, all right, okay. Oh, yes, you've both got IBS. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
No, my IBS is cleared.
Has it?
Because no gluten or dairy.
Right. Yeah, I don't really eat dairy anymore, or gluten. To be honest,
no, I don't eat gluten or dairy anymore. And it's anyone out there who's having a problem,
because gluten comes from wheat, right? And wheat is just a weed. Yeah. It's a weed that's actually
it's a weed
that basically has enslaved humanity. That's a story for another day.
Like oilseed rape.
No, that's, not in the same way as wheat.
Yeah, it takes over the fields like a lava.
But it's not even very good for us. There's basically no nutritional value to wheat.
It's delicious, sourdough bread.
It's delicious, but it's basically just carbs. You know what actually is really, really delicious and good for you?
Soy sauce.
Which I've been eating a lot of recently.
Sriracha.
No. Delightful. Chia pudding.
Sounds like you're giving me a nickname. Hey, chia pudding.
Yeah, chia pudding. basically, chia pudding is keto. It has like protein and fat and like all of the most essential nutrients.
Hey, Francis, no one cares.
Well, they want. Right, what I'm saying is, they want to eat more chia seeds.
They want to listen to Chloe Veitch from Too Hot to Handle.
All right, well.
Do you want to intro her?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chloe Veitch from Too Hot to Handle in us with the studio. With us in the studio.
Also, she's not, we're on Zoom. Yeah. We're not in the studio at all.
The Zoom studio.
It's not a Zoom studio. It's a platform that we got. It's like Skype, totally different. Also, everyone should follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast if you haven't done that already.
Francis, if you want to follow me as well,
don't Francis.
Dot. Don't actually, you know what? I started a TikTok account.
Same.
Yeah, you've got one, but how did you get yours verified? Mine's not verified.
Shame. That makes me laugh. I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to be an unverified person on TikTok.
Well, I'm sure I'll figure it out. They'll figure out. They'll be like, why the fuck is he not verified?
All right, everybody. Here we go. Chloe Veach on Private Parts. Enjoy.
Chloe, are you recording?
Yeah. What do you mean by recording?
Are you recording sound?
Yeah, recording sound. I thought you meant I had to do something technical with the screen.
No.
I have no idea what I'm doing on these Zoom things. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's not self-explanatory, Frances, isn't it?
It's like Skype,
tricky.
But for conference calls.
Yeah,
but it's very complex.
Yeah, but also, it's not the same, right? It's nicer to, like, sit in person with each other and have, like, a chat. This is, like, what it's going to be. This is what I feel like it's going to be like when we're older and we're just going to be sitting by ourselves, not connecting with anyone. And this is how Francis goes on dates. Look at him. That's what he does.
That body language is amazing. Yeah, like, you're just open to the world.
Yeah.
Hey. You look like, Chloe, you look like at the moment, you look like you're in some hostage video. You just, because you're stuck in a room.
Are you in a hostage video? Well, we're all kind of hostage, aren't we? At the moment.
A little bit at the moment. Hey, so wait, where are you in the world at the moment? You're living with your parents?
Yeah, living with my parents. I'm in Essex, Clacton. Yeah.
I'm quite exotic. I'm quite good at an Essex accent. I'm quite good at them.
Right. Yeah. Give me your best Essex accent.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm living with my parents.
What?
That was Australian.
No, I'll do one. Chloe, she's proper salt, yeah.
That was the best. I'm sorry, Jamie. Francis beat you on that one.
Are you serious? No way.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and solid details of our lives. Joining us on the podcast, I'm so excited to say this. I honestly, Craig, just before I actually intro you, but I've already introed you, I honestly was starstruck when you replied to my Instagram message.
Oh, Jamie.
He says all the right things, doesn't he, Chloe?
You do. You're such a sweetheart.
I was totally starstruck, but I was. But so we have Chloe Veach on the podcast. Woo!
How do you pronounce
your surname?
Chloe Veach, yeah.
Yeah,
I noticed you had some hesitation there, Jamie, with the pronunciation.
No hesitation at all.
Yeah, you were like, Chloe Veach.
People normally say Veitch, like I'm German, like Chloe Veitch.
But I guess it would have a GH in it if it was German, Veicht.
Hey, Chloe, so to all of our listeners who will be listening to this, you have just been on what is possibly the biggest television show to ever grace this sweet, sweet earth of ours.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was,
it's huge.
It was number one in literally the world.
Wow.
So crazy.
Full disclosure, I've watched the first episode, but I haven't yet watched the rest of it. But so it's actually good in a way, because some people, I guess the few people who maybe listen to this podcast who haven't seen it, I can ask the questions that they
want to
know.
Okay, so Francis, what happens in the first episode?
Well,
Francis?
Basically, they all go onto this island, right?
Okay, yeah.
What's the
premise of the show? Why do you say what the premise of the show is?
They have all this, it's like a cooking program, and they have the pots and pans that they have, and they have no oven gloves. They have no oven gloves, and so they have to cook with no oven gloves in this bake. They bake in the oven, but they can't. They have to take the stuff out with no oven gloves. It's dangerous, and yet. Yeah. And that people are addicted to this. People are glued to this on Netflix, watching these people take the pans out of the oven.
Do you think I'm a good cook, Francis?
Well, I think your hands must be like steel. Like, you know, like you must have hands of steel.
Yeah. Chloe, you're right.
Chloe, why don't you explain to Frances and everyone what Too Hot to Handle is?
Okay, so the short and narrow of it is there's 10 sexy singletons that have gone through an interview process of getting to know their sexual side. So we were all chosen because we are kind of put in a category of the most horniest singletons in the world.
Really?
Lying.
I promise you.
That can't be the category. Is that literally what it was?
Yeah. So it's basically, just to summarise, it's like an emotional sexual rehab where you get put in this villa. You don't know what the twist is. So I did not know anything about the show before I entered. All I knew was I had to be single. And I was like, yeah, I'm game.
Yeah. See you later. Yeah. See you later, Stephen. I'm just joining a TV show. Bye.
I'm out of here. Wait, were you single when you did the audition, or did you become single when they asked you to be single?
I've always been speaking to like a good couple of boys, a few boys. You got to keep your options open. Do you know what I mean? You don't
exactly
want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly the same as Frances. Always chatting to a couple of boys.
Yeah.
Just... Yeah. I mean, you've got to.
Jiu-jitsu boys.
Yeah. So then after that, we get there and there's this like talking robot that says you can't have sex. There's £100,000 cash prize, and you lose money every time you have a sexual moment or kiss someone on the show. So
that's what it's going to be like in the future, but like not on a TV show, just everywhere. They're going to be like, I will pay you £100,000 not to procreate.
But it's true. So basically, as you said, you're all put into this. You're put into this TV show where, as you said, you're all super horny, and you're told that you're not allowed to hook up, kiss, have any sexual contact whatsoever, apart from cuddle, right? That's pretty much it, with anyone. And if you do, this money starts to deplete as it goes down and down and down.
Yeah.
What a genius and you had no idea about this.
No idea. I mean, even when we kissed, we wasn't even told to begin with how much money we'd lose. So it was like a gamble. Is it a couple of pounds, or is it like a whole 2 week holiday to Dubai? Like,
how much was it?
We literally had no idea. So it was £3,000 we'd lose if we kissed someone.
Wow. And then so after the first kiss, you were like, that was not worth it.
No. Well, I mean, the kisses were all right because I did have a couple.
So you spent $6,000 on kisses?
Well, I think all in all, $6,000 I spent.
God, for a kiss, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Shit, I think Jamie's spent that much, but he gets the full work. He gets the full anal and everything.
No, well, we didn't get that far, but I mean, I'm sure if Jamie wanted to kind of find that out on the show, then
what if I came on? If I wanted came on the show and said suddenly $50,000 gone, I'd be like, sorry guys, I did anal. I really fucked up. I didn't know what came over me.
Sex was $20,000.
What about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
$20,000. Could you imagine if it was dead sex as well?
Yeah.
Oh, but you would be gutted.
But also, Clay, you know, you were obviously the one. You're not only the one who's just liked by everyone, but also you must have been the one that was liked by the producers and things like that, because you were the first one into the actual video. So how like scary is that whole thing? Because you didn't know what was going on. You kind of knew it was like a, I suppose, like a Love Island type thing. It's going to be on Netflix, that's huge. So yeah. how did they approach you? Did you see like an ad? How did you even go for the interview process at the beginning? What happened?
So I didn't know it was for Netflix. They would not tell me anything. So honestly, they reached out to me and said, there's an amazing opportunity. We really like your Instagram. I want to Zoom call you and then meet you in London. And I was like, is this legit?
Am I either going to be taken hostage and kidnapped or...
Yeah. Well, wait, how did they know from your Instagram that you were in a category of horny singletons?
I don't think they did. I think they were just basing me on, like, my party side.
She looks horny. She looks horny.
Sipping the straw out of the porn star glass, like...
With one of those penis straws.
Yeah, I actually have a penis straw.
Oh, do you? Well,
I
that doesn't
it
surprise
my 23rd
me.
Birthday.
And they were like, "Well, she's our number one. This is gonna." So you got asked to have a Zoom call and or you got to have an interview process. Mm-hmm. And so what happened? So you go to London.
Yeah, so I went to London and met them all. They were all lovely. And they literally said to me, what are your past relationships like? Are you sexually active? And like when they started asking me these sorts of questions, I was like, oh my God, like I'm worried now. Am I going to be walking into some massive
orgy
show? Like, what is going on? Are they setting me up? And when I answered the questions, they were like, oh, right, okay, so you are quite sexually active. And how many sexual partners have you had? And I was like,
it's quite full on questions.
Yeah, really full on questions. I mean, I didn't have to answer them, but I did because I was like, well, I definitely want to just chuck myself out there and see what happens.
I definitely want to do this TV show that I have no idea about.
Yeah.
let's just go for it.
I'm just going to over exaggerate my sex drive just to get somewhere in life.
exaggerate the number?
No. I don't even think I give them a number, to be honest.
All right.
I would have just walked in naked. I would just been like, sorry, this is what I do. I just walk in.
And they would have been like, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, what the hell are you doing naked in our office? You
really like a man keeny, bright green, one bar.
He's like, I heard you're doing this show on Netflix and
That's insane. So they ask you all these questions, and so then you're umming and ahhing, and they go, okay, fine, we'll get in contact with you after all of this happens, and you go, yeah, okay, fine. So then you hear something straight away, you don't hear anything, what happens?
Yeah, so from the get-go, when I had that interview, they were constantly emailing me saying, we're really interested, we're going to kind of send you to... like just necessary bits and bobs that production have to do to kind of like make sure you're not a serial killer. And then when I got to that final stage of like, there's a contract, there's someone you need to talk to and like legal stuff, I was like, oh my God, okay, so this is actually happening. But at the same time, I also got approached by Love Island. So I was like, well, what do I do?
Well, I bet you're glad you didn't do Love Island this year.
Well, I knew what I was walking into with Love Island. Yeah, and with this show, yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
I love
a more risk. Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is true. I think with something like, I think you're totally right, Clay. I think with something like Love Island, it's you know exactly it's been done. Everyone knows what happens now with it, and it's kind of that thing which is sort of like a washing machine that just goes on. Where this is kind of like an exciting brand.
Well, also,
idea.
Also you get the privilege of being called a pioneer in the TV realm. That you know, like I guess me with Made in Chelsea, and well, Jamie, no, sorry, you, I guess.
You came
season two, right, I guess.
You're the pioneer with Made in Chelsea.
So, well, me and Chloe are pioneers, but I guess you're season two, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the OGs.
We are the OGs, it's true.
I'm still on it, so I don't know
what
Oh, God.
I don't think Chloe's going to be on Too Hot to Handle in 10 years. I don't know about... No offence, Chloe, but I don't know. I think you would have moved. I think you would have moved on.
Yeah. I've got to move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, exactly.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Clay, I want to know more. So you then get flown out there, you do all these different things, and you must be shitting yourself when you have to be the first person to walk out there. You were blindfolded?
I was blindfolded before I went in, and I was like a sack of nerves. I was shaking. I thought, I don't know what I'm walking into. I don't know if, like, it was like I was a little girl again and my insecurities just come flooding back. I was like, oh my God, like, just does my makeup look okay? Am I too thin? Because I used to get bullied for being too skinny. So like, when I walked in, I was like, are they going to like me? I'm like, are they going to think I'm too annoying? And then when I walked in there, I was the only one in there. And I was like, great.
And it's really hard for, like, especially for women, because you always constantly are being judged and all those different things. It doesn't matter if you're too big or too small. There's something that people attack you with. And so that must be really hard going into a TV show like that, because you're thinking, oh, shit, what is everyone going to say about me, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, no matter what you do, no matter how big or small you are, or tall, or whether you've got...
Yes, with Jamie, it's his height that he gets... everyone piles in on him about it. I think you are, you know,
but that just makes us similar, doesn't it, Jamie?
Yeah, it does. Okay, what is your perfect height in a man? Go on, tell us.
Oh, gosh, okay. So,
5'8"
No, I'm what? I'm like 5'9" or 5'10"
Is that with heels on or without heels?
That's without heels. So when I'm with heels, I'm like going on 6 foot. So when I need a man to stand next to me, we need to look good in a picture together. So he needs to be over 6 foot for me.
I think Francis, that's even taller than you as well.
No, I'm just 6 foot.
You're not just 6 foot.
I am 6 foot. Not, yeah. Well, yeah. Not, no, actually, my girlfriend is the same height as you. 5'9"
Oh, really? You don't look odd together.
No.
I think it's quite baller if you're smaller and your girlfriend's taller than you, because then you can do that like really fun trick where.
Well, is that just because you know you've seen photos of Eccleston and you think, oh, that's baller?
I haven't seen pictures of Bernie Eccleston and thought that was a cool look. No. Yeah, yeah. I just think it would be cool because
he's your spirit animal, isn't he, Jamie?
Yeah,
said
if my girlfriend was taller than me, and like, okay, so say if you and I went out and you were in like really high heels, you could walk into the party first and be like, sorry, Jamie is not here. And then I could go, kidding, and come up from underneath the dress. And no one. And it would be like a party trick we always do at the party. So it would be a cool thing to do.
I think that would be really cool. As long as you didn't ruin my dress.
I wouldn't. God, what kind of dress is she wearing? One of those massive, like, Victorian, like...
Yeah, yeah. If you watch Too Hot to Handle, that's the only dresses that Chloe wore, with those Victorian dresses. She wore them all the time on the beach.
Oh, is it a kind of show like that? Like, okay.
Yeah.
The debutantes.
It was a period
reality show. Yeah. Wait, okay, so you're blindfolded. You come in. You're kind of freaking out. You've drunk a bottle of Prosecco. So you're like, shit, I'm a little bit hammered already.
Yeah, this is literally.
Gonna go. This is going to get real. But the great thing about you is that you're super chatty and super fun and super energetic. So you kind of were like, okay, fine. So when someone walked in, you made them straight away feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So that was quite nice. What is, when you start to see everyone walking in, straight away you're obviously thinking, well, are they hot? Are they not hot? What's this going to be? Who am I going to... Are you straight away
Do thinking, I need oven I gonna... gloves for them? Or?
Are you thinking, who am I going to hook up with?
When it comes to the girls, I was just looking at them and thinking, oh my God, they're absolutely gorgeous. I hope they like me. Oh. And with the guys, I was like, oh, do they fancy me? Will they fancy me? Obviously, I had my eye on Harry when he first walked in, because I spoke to the girls. I was like, oh, he's really fit. But like, I think my first initial reaction to seeing the girls and guys was, are they going to like me?
Yeah, because that's straight away exactly what you only worry about. I remember when I first ever did Made in Chelsea, I didn't care anything out of the thought. All I cared about what people thought of me and whether I looked right. I was like, do I look okay? Do I look this? Because you start to freak. Because when you go on TV for the first time, you see yourself from so many different angles. You're literally like, do I freaking look like that? What the hell is going on there? That's what I had.
Yeah. I was shouting at the screen because some of my makeup, when I was on there, it was just shocking. I was like, why did you wear red lipstick with a pink dress, you idiot?
And you were on Netflix everywhere. Like, everywhere.
Like 300 million subscribers watching me makeup fail.
But I guess what you'll find, Chloe, is that actually it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. It's just about what you think of yourself. Jamie's learnt this now, finally. But.
Yeah.
What do you mean I've learned this from?
Well,
I've
you know, you, you, I think you were very concerned, like you said, about what people thought of the way you looked. He's very concerned. Clay, he's very worries about his appearance a lot.
Never have. Never worried about my appearance.
So he's got a bit of fillers, a bit of Botox.
What you probably don't realise, I'm one of those people who are just blessed. I'm blessed with...
good genes.
Yeah, well, I've got good genes.
And good height.
Good height, good genes. That I'm one of those
A good surgeon.
No, not a good surgeon.
Have you had any work done?
Oh yes.
Great. Do you think if I've had work? Look at me. This is just.
He's had. Look at. He used to have a. He used to. If you remember season two of Men in Chelsea, he used to have a big a wrinkle there, which is gone.
Yeah, but that was from stress, and then I unstressed it out, and that's why it disappeared, Francis. It wasn't frickin' Botox.
But apparently, that's what they say. Like a lot of the supermodels who say, "Oh yeah, I've never had any plastic surgery." Technically, they're saying the truth because they've had fillers, so it's not surgery; it's an injection.
I think it's.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I mean, it's good. Because,
well, like, we know you are, Jamie.
Show, I didn't have any like fillers or anything like that. I was just completely natural. But with me, every time I smiled, if you notice, my gum line shows. So I got like a little top up in my lips just after I come out of the show, and I've left them in. But I mean, I think it's a bit worrying if girls are getting like liposuction and then they're telling girls out there, oh, I haven't had it.
Well, I think people should be honest. People should be honest. Like,
yeah. Definitely.
If that's the thing, if you're having something done, like, you know, what's the point in misleading people, giving people a false idea of, you know, reality by saying that it's all, you know, all natural? Be honest, because otherwise people, you know, may get
be honest, Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
Tell us everything you've had.
All right, Chloe, I will be honest. If you want, I've had nothing done.
So there okay.
Hey, Jamie, come on.
That's me being honest, all right? I've had nothing done. There we go. The only thing, I was honest. I was honest because I was forced into honesty because of my hair transplant. I had a very small touch-up of a hair transplant, Chloe, at the front of my head. And the only reason I was honest about it is because a newspaper phoned up my agency and said, we've got pictures of Jamie and having his hair transplant. And I was like, oh, so I had to be honest. I came out with it. And then they were totally lying. They didn't even come out with any photos. So I came out and was honest about this hair transplant and no one had any pictures. I was rumbled.
But then you will inspire people, if they have like lack of hair, to go get the hair transplant and make themselves more confident.
Because I think that there's something quite sad. But seriously, because there are a lot of men who feel like nervous about losing their hair or whatever. Are you
one of those people, Francis?
No, I mean, I'm definitely losing my hair, but I don't really mind about it. But I think there are a lot of people who maybe
look at him. I don't give a shit.
I
have a 6-foot girlfriend. Hey. Who gives a fuck?
No, she's not 6 foot. But I'm 6 foot. But basically, I think it's good to be honest, because then it's like, otherwise you're like, it's like sad. You're like embarrassed about it, trying to keep up some facade. You might as well just be true to what you've done and who you
100%.
Are.
And Claire, I'm totally with you as well. I love the fact that you're honest about that, because also this is how I look at, you know, whether it's whatever you want to do to have. If you're insecure about something and you are able to change it and it makes you feel better about yourself, why wouldn't you do it? I don't understand. If it makes you feel better and more comfortable in your own skin, I think it's a no-brainer. I do agree with you where if people are doing different things and changing their whole body and then saying, oh, it's just down to fitness and stuff like that, that's a big problem. Francis, why are you sitting there laughing? Sounding all moral?
No, because you were talking about that, about how about all that, and it just made me think about your breast reduction that you had, and I was just thinking, you know, that's true. He's right about that.
I've never had. The only thing that I did once go. This is totally true. Okay, I'll be totally honest with you.
Okay, I'm listening.
I once. I can't believe I'm saying this. Actually, I once went I was insecure about noses. Right. Let's get into this. Noses grow. Okay. I didn't realize that they hands and your noses grow. So I was looking at myself on TV a few years ago, and I was like, shit. My nose has really grown. Maybe I should go and have a like checkup about it. So I went to a plastic surgeon.
No, you didn't.
I went to a plastic surgeon. And as I walked in there, he went, hi. And I went, hello. And he said, what are you here for? And I went, I just want to talk to you about nose jobs. And he went, you want a nose job? And I went, yeah. Well, he was like judging me already, so I felt insecure from the beginning. Anyway, he took a photo of me. He took a photo of me, said, this is what you are normally. And I went, oh, that's not that bad. And he says, yeah, you know, TV makes you look different. This is what you are normally. And then he showed me a picture of what he would do to it to see let it change. And I looked fucking ridiculous. It looked like I had this like I looked what is that person from have you ever seen The Grinch? And you know that the little
button nose.
Oh, I mean, Cindy Lou Who.
So I mean, if you had like a cute button nose as well, you would just look really baby face.
What are you saying? I don't have a cute button nose. I do have a cute button nose.
Well, I mean, like really, really small, kind of upright.
Oh, the ski slope.
That's the kind of thing. Is that the kind of thing
you want? A Michael Jackson? Yeah,
I wanted exactly that. I wanted the ski slope, and he was just literally like, look, you don't freaking need this. But at the same time, I'm totally with you. I think that it's all right to go and do these things. But when you saw yourself, when you were in there and you saw yourself back, did that create a few insecurities within you? Because it always does with people on television for some reason. Yeah. You suddenly get so insecure.
I mean, I was prepared to kind of look at myself on TV and hate what I see. Because when I was in the villa, I was the most skinniest I've ever been. And I think I must have been like just over 7 stone. And
wow,
I've
so
always
light.
Worried about my weight, and I eat like a pig, honestly. They didn't show you us eating.
They never do that. They never show anyone eating ever.
Did they stop you from talking to each other when you were eating?
Yeah. Yeah, the producers were like gathered around us, and they were like, do not talk. If we did try and speak, they'd be like, what are you talking about? And we're like, oh, we're saying a prayer. So like, we literally couldn't talk about anything because it had to be saved for the cameras. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I was really insecure when I was in the villa. That's why I wore makeup all the time, because I was surrounded by so many beautiful girls. But I mean, watching myself back on TV, I'm like, you know what? I should look all right. I've got an all right figure. I'm just going to embrace it, whether I'm slim or not.
Listen, I'm going to put it out there. You look great. You look awesome. You look super.
No, I agree. I only saw the first episode, but
you thought it was a cooking show. You thought it was a cooking show where they didn't wear oven mitts.
Wait, it's not a cooking show?
No. Where have you been?
But honestly, you did. But I think what happens, and it's the really unfortunate world that we live in, is that we become very insecure about ourselves. It doesn't matter who we are or what upbringing we have or where we're from. We all get incredibly insecure because we're so worried about being judged, and we think other people are more beautiful and all these things the whole time. But actually, honestly, the reason why I was so excited to get you on, because I thought you were just the all-round best person on the entire show, and I think that's a lot.
And
of
wait, weren't you
well.
Weren't you the only English person?
No, there was a few English.
Right. He's just guessing. He's just guessing.
I know. He's not watched it, has he? He's not watched it.
He's never watched it. He's now just trying to jump in with. He's just guessing facts. He doesn't actually know.
Hey, look, we're getting to the truth, aren't we?
What is that, Francis? What are you talking about?
We're getting to the truth. I want to understand.
Okay.
This.
Who do you think won the whole thing, Francis? What were their names? And where were they from?
What were their names?
Yeah, what were their names and where were they from?
Sally. Sally and Mohammed.
All right, Chloe, we got to the moment in this podcast where Francis asks us a question and we try to guess it. So Francis, let's have the question of the week.
All right,
he's now making this up on the spot. Looked up in the air. We've done over 170 episodes of this podcast, and every single time I ask Francis a question, he always goes, "Oh yeah, yeah, this is
Jamie,
the moment.
You need to replace him with me. Like, I'm sorry, Francis. I'm so more
Chloe.
Organized.
Yeah.
Done, and we'd look good. Like, you'd be your 6 foot, I'd be my 5'8". It would just really, it would work. It would work perfectly well.
Oh yeah, right, that
Francis,
would be a problem. The question is, how far does a hamster run at night?
How far does a hamster run at night?
Wait, guys, can I tell you my answer, Jamie? Or do we got?
Yeah. You know, you say the answer.
How far or fast?
How far? How far? How much distance does a hamster cover at night?
1 kilometer.
1 kilometer.
I think that's quite a good guess. Yeah, I think that's it. I think
because he's got a will, innit?
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop because they're nocturnal. Jamie, I've got it. They're nocturnal.
Are they nocturnal?
Yeah. They don't sleep.
Fucking hell. You should have spoken about this on Too Hot. This would have blown everyone's mind.
Oh, my God.
They're nocturnal.
You didn't know that hamsters were nocturnal, Jamie?
No one knows they're nocturnal.
Yes, they... have you not seen Jeremy Attenborough? Have you not seen it?
Jeremy Attenborough?
Have you not seen Jeremy Attenborough's show about the hamsters
Jeremy
at night?
Jeremy Attenborough?
Yes, his films...
David. Attenborough.
Whatever. Whatever.
Jeremy Attenborough.
Have you not seen his show about the hamsters at night?
No, I haven't. They're in the wild.
You should watch it. It's a riveting episode where they just run around miles.
Do an impression, Francis. How does the hamster do it?
Go on.
How does the hamster?
No, do Jeremy Attenborough talking about hamsters. Go on.
And here, the female hamster cub suckles its mother on the run. I don't know.
You're so creepy. Look at you. This is a creepy little man.
What's the answer?
Was I right?
Listen, we don't tell you now. You have to find out in part two, which means you have to stick around for part two. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to see you in part two. See you in part two, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.